Yeah, so Cumbernauld, I think I approached it with preconceptions of how it's put across in the media and status as a failed modern town in Scotland, amongst the various other places. I was brought up in Livingston, so I kind of had this idea of what the reality might be like, coming from a background of living in another new town. So I'd never visited it before, but seemed to have a lot of ideas about it, which I thought was quite interesting, that everybody has an opinion about Cumbernauld, although they've never been there before. And it's usually dominated by the image, particularly the shopping centre in the centre of the town, which dominates the kind of structure of Cumbernauld. In effect, it's the sort of primary unit that everything relates to. I think it's designed so you can walk from any part of Cumbernauld. It takes 20 minutes to walk in and out of the centre. So there's all these sort of design aspects to the town that are quite interesting. For instance, there's no traffic lights in Cumbernauld. It was all built on flows of traffic that didn't need stop and start traffic light systems. Although when Tesco's moved in recently, they actually asked that one set of traffic lights were put in at a really arbitrary place, and that, I think, it's just Tesco's imposing their will on the town. So suddenly you have this one set of traffic lights now in a place that's not really necessary. So then when you go there and you actually spend some time and you get to know people there, you realise there's a kind of other nature to just the image of the place that's portrayed in the media, which is actually the housing areas, because it's predominantly a new town for families and for the kind of social aspect, which was part of the original vision. And then you realise that, in actual fact, that is very successful, that the population of Cumbernauld has never dropped. People who moved there originally in the 70s have actually stayed there and are still there now, are very happy there. You see signs of that everywhere, with little communities living very close to each other, kids' toys out in areas. People feel very safe there, they know all their neighbours. So there's another aspect of beyond the town centre that's actually the kind of housing areas that seem to be very successful and very popular. But the problem is the fabrication of buildings is starting to become very problematic, and it is a modular building system. So what's quite interesting is when you go into one house, you may find a fault, say in the ceiling, kind of structural fault in the house, and then if you go into every other house in that neighbourhood, you'll find the same fault. So the modular system has, you know, this repetition of faults and good points and bad points, basically. Other things that are good about the town is its relationship with the landscape. It sort of sits very dominantly on the landscape. The main building is like a huge, brutal, monolithic kind of concrete structure. But actually it works very well. It's very prominent, and it was very considered how it would sit on the promontory of a hill, would dominate the surrounding landscape. But also when you're in the main building, it has fantastic views out to the surrounding area.
Can I just, like, because you were brought up in Livingston then, so another new, so did you enjoy being brought up in a new town? Did you realise you were in a new town, if you see what I mean?
I didn't really realise that at the time of when I was very young, so I've got vague memories from early childhood of being there. But really, didn't really come across to me as though there was something different about living in Newtown. Mm-hmm. You were just, you know, it was just housing. It was good quality housing for particularly my parents, who were, you know, young parents with young kids. And it felt very community-based, you know, that we knew all our neighbours. We knew the kind of delivery guys, like the butcher and so on, that came around, the fish van, the ice cream van, all this, and it was a really nice atmosphere. It was a very child-friendly place, lots of green space to play in, and it seemed quite a healthy place to live. So that's my kind of memories